bigger salary.
What?
With a bigger salary.
I don't think so.
Do you get a bigger salary?
I think he gets a bigger salary. In the general run of the world, you're better off playing carpets than doing this. But you're putting a bank, definitely he gets one. Okay, let's the Shtigl Gemara in the third parak. Seder is HaMarucha Gedoy. Look, the Mishnah said that he make the Marucha Gedoy law on the east side of the Mizbeach. Not the lower east side, dead center, the east side of the Mizbeach. V'chaziso Mizrocha. And there was like a opening on the a window they made in this bonfire towards the east. My time up. Why did they make this window towards the Mizrach? Ravun Rav Chizda. Chad Omer k'dei shtei ruach min ha-sheves bo. This way they get air coming in, it pumps up the fire. Why from the east is not so clear. The Rosh learns that the ruach Mizrachis is a stronger ruach. Or he says, and the Mefar seems to say, because you're going to get a better, because going east, all the psochim are lined up straight out to the Yerushalayim, so you're going to get a better breeze coming in that way. That opening was to put in, what do we call it yesterday, the kindlings to start the fire. Meitzvei. What? Yesterday we called it kindling. We had a better kindlings. He's saying a different word. What's your word? With a T. Tinder. Yeah. Good. Meitzvei. The Mishnah says later, Reva Hoyu Ben Ben Agiz and Shemotzisnes Halisa Misham. So you see, the Mishnah itself tells you that the openings are there for the either the tindler or the kindlings, whichever one you prefer. So it's Akasha the Madomo who said that it's for the breeze business. He's trying. Yeah, maybe do the upstairs first. That's what I was thinking. I don't do the advisor. Okay. What?
Do the downstairs.
Davening, nobody cares. Oh, my Lord, Mekemus Avde. You're right. Of course, there were places for the tinder kindling slash. That there were other places. They had other openings. But the opening on the east, he held, was to get the draft, the breeze. The airflow? Okay. Hadron Ochruechov. Now, the next perek is just Mishnayis. It's also completely out of order. All of it points out, you got to go, I'll point it out as we go. The printing in the Gemara is just wrong. They got the Mishnayis out of order. Everybody says, everybody, to learn it, I'll be the way it says the Mishnayis. So I'll direct it as we go. Just push it. It was misprinted for some reason. Now, we're going to the Seder HaTomah. There are as many systems in the Seder HaTomah in the morning. But since it's so early in the morning, we will restrict ourselves to one system, which is the way the Mefarish goes and the Rav, which is the way we have in the Seder. People say Karbonus. It's push it because I say Karbonus to get through this Perek. Abaya Amsada Seder HaMarochel. Let's just get the basic. We'll go through it carefully. Marochel Godoylo Kodem is Lamarochel Shnei Shal Ketoyris. That we learned already. First you make the big Marochel, then you make the little Marochel on the southwest corner. Marochel Shnei Shal Ketoyris Kodem is Lasid Shnei Gizu Yetzim. Then you put up two Gizu Yetzim. It happens not to be mentioned in the Mishnah. It's an interesting thing. They still left out of the Lasik. But okay. Now, what's next? See the Shnei Gizu Yetzim Kodon Ledishun Mizbeach HaPnimi. That's what we're getting into. You have Dishun Mizbeach HaPnimi. You have to clean off the ashes from the Mizbeach HaKetoyris inside. The Dishun Mizbeach HaPnimi Kodon Mahatomas Chovesh Neiris. Next is Hatova of five Neiris. Vahatovas Chovesh Neiris Kodemes Ladam HaTomid, which we're going, the way we're going to learn today, means the Shechit and the Zrik of the Tomid. Vedam HaTomid Kodem Latova Shtei Neiris. Okay, and then comes Ketoyris. We won't get, but it'll be for tomorrow or the day after. So what we're learning today is Dishun Mizbeach HaPnimi, then Dishun, five of the seven licht, then Shchita Zrika Satomit, then Hatova of the last two neiros. Now, just for background, why in the world did they split Hatova's neiros into two groups? So that's a Gemara in Yumur. First we go to Rabbi Yochanan and says it's a pasuk. It says, Baboike, Baboike, Behitiva Yesa Neiros. Chalkeo Lishnei Bekorim. Baboike, Baboike, there they saw you should split Hatova's neiros into two sessions. Why five and seven? So the Gemara says, do the other way, the two and five. And so the Gemara says, once you start, you should do as much as you can. Do a roif. Okay. In fact, you must do six and one. Zogdimor, it says, Beitiwes ha-ne-rois. You have to have ne-rois in each session. So that's how the Gemara comes out. Hatovas ha-ne-rois was split into two sessions. Again, the basic order we're going to hit here is, Dishim was happening me. Dishim is five ne-rois. Then the Tomit, it's called Damatom, but we are assuming that Mishchita and Zerika. And then Hatovas Beis ne-rois. Okay, let me get Omalem ha-mamun. It happens to be an exact duplicate of a Mishnah in the second parak of Yumur, same exact thing. Bov ofisu, we make paises. This is the second pais. We had one the other day for Trumas Hadesh. Now we're going. This pais is 13 koyanim going to be hit. Mia shoychet, who's going to shech the tomit? Mia zoyrek. So right away we have a problem here. What's pais for? Pais is because we want to stop fighting among the koyanim. So I have to imagine, but there was a school when people fought to do mitzvahs. They were afraid they'd kill each other. We were supposed to do the mitzvah. So you make a lottery. Shoychet's not a din of koyin. What are we getting involved? Shoychet and kosher bazaar. So who's going to fight about it anyway? It's not such a big deal. So they explain, because since it's haschol aso avoid, it's the beginning, it's chaviv olay, and they did want it. It was a psazach to get started. They were afraid they would be fighting. So they put it into the pious. It's an interesting thing, because it's kosher bazaar. You don't need koyin, but okay. Mia shoychet, mia zoyrek, two, mi bedashim zbeach apnimi, that's three, mi bedashim that's amnoir, four. Let's just go through the system here. Now, mi male ivorim la kevish. The next thing is to bring the ivorim from where they were shechted to the kevish, not to the mizbeach. That's going to happen later. We put on a kevish, going to be brought, it's another step. The Gemara learns in Yuma again that it requires on a kevish, not kevish, on the kevish of the Talmud, six koyanim to bring up the ivorim. V'orchu bnei Aaron akeyanim. V'orchu two bnei Aaron two keyanim two. You need six. So here we go. We're going to have six people on that. Haroish v'haregel shel yamin. That's one koyan. Shtei hayodayim. The two front legs. Another koyan. Ukitz v'haregel. That's another koyan. Shel small. That's the left leg. Ukitz is the tail or the otza. I'm not sure exactly what that is. How do they tie ukitz tail? Hachozev agerir chozev is the chest, the part that's under the animal. It also includes, the under part over here with the fat that they call what faces the ground, it's under the animal. The gera is the neck, the windpipe, the heart, and the lungs come out together. They go together, it's another koyin. Shteitfan is the two flanks, what do you call it, I think. Another koyin, kibayim, the innards, the stomach and the intestines. So you have six koyanim on the parts of the animal, right? Roish v'regel shimin, shtei yodayim, ukitz v'regel shosmoil, chozav v'geira, shtei tfanis, kibayim, that's six. And we had four before. Shoychet zoyik, that's ten. Now we get three more. Soiles, to bring the soiles for the mincha. Chvitin, the chvitin ken godel. V'hayayin. So that's nine. Altogether, 13 koyanim. That's the Mishnah Yuma spells it out more. 13 koyanim when this pious. Heifisu zoch misha zoch. Now, how'd they do it? Again, they stood in a circle, if you remember. And the memuna is especially, had a special job, was in charge of Pisces. He was the minister of Pisces. He stood in the middle. He picked a number in his mind, big number, much bigger than the amount of people there. He picked the hat, the mitznefes of one of the kainim, and he started there. They put out fingers, one or two. He started counting. Wherever the number ended, he won the lottery. Correct, the Gemara in Yuma, did they make 13 of those? No, they made one. Then where the number landed, he was the shoychet. And then you just went to the next koyin. Zoyrek. That's how it was. One pious for all 13 people. One number was picked. The guy who got it was the shoychet. From there it moved. I guess he moved, I'm not sure who clockwise. Okay. Much pious moved to the right. But okay, whatever it is. And then it just moved to the next ones. Okay. Now, we have two technical questions here. What's the makabel? You got to have the kabbalah sadam between the shechid and the zirik. I want makabel sadam. Who was the makabel? So right, Ashayil in the Gemara and Yuma, was it the shechid or the zirik? The Gemara says it's the zirik. So it really should have said me ashechid, me am kabbal. But since zirik is the main avoidah, it says zirik. Okay. Now you should be asking me a big question here, which everybody is busy with. I just told you what zirik the kaporov says. Yeah, but zirik is that. Zerik is the reason. You should have asked me a question. I told you that Dishan Mizbeach Apnimi, Mizbeach Azov, is before Shechit and Zerik HaSatomid. Look at the pious. That's not what it says there. It went out of order in the pious. So there are two ways, many ways, but the simplest way, one, the Rav goes, because the Iker Avoid of the morning is the Korban Torah. So even though technically, in chronological order, the Bishon went first, but the biggest thing was the Torah. Others answers that we will soon see, and it's true, the Shechita of the Torah was after the Bishonim, but they began being Oisik in the animal. You'll see, he sent them out to go get the animal, check it out, get it ready before the Dishim Mizrach Nimi. So technically, they began working on the Talmud. Not the Avoidishim, but technically, they began being Oisik in the Talmud before Dishim Mizrach Nimi. So that's why the things are. Okay, now this is a Mishnah. The next Mishnah is a direct Mishnah, first Mishnah, third parak of Yumah. Omalahan, he told them, Tzuru umigiyaz manashchita. He can't shecht before Alei Sashachar. The Mishnah in Yuma explains that once was a mistake. The moon was up. They thought it was the sun. They shechted too early. So they made this ganze procedure how to do it. They sent the guy up to a high point. In Higia, they sent the guy up to see if he sees it. Whatever. Haroi Yama Barkoi. He says Barkoi. He sees the light. That's how I'm fangin' Alei Sashachar. Masya ben Shmuel Oimeh? Not enough. Heye Pnei Kol HaMizrach. What he said was not just Barkoi. Barkoi means he began to see the light of the Alois. Heye Pnei Kol HaMizrach means more was lit up. It's a few minutes after Barkoi. Oh, Achehu B'Chevron, then the people down below would say, Achehu B'Chevron? Is it lit up to Chevron? Or can you see to Chevron? Whatever it is over there. Huoy Merhein, he says, yeah. Why Chevron? It's like Mar says in Yuma. They wanted to. It's like Chevron. They could have asked. I don't know. They could have asked whatever they asked. They want to be masked the schus of Yishene Chevron. That's all. They want to be masked the schus of the others. Okay. So we now basically we have Alei Sashach and we're ready to go. So again, the next thing should be Dishim Zerapnimi. But he first tells them to go get the animal. That's why I told you before the Hisaskus with the Talmud started first. Omalohen, Tzu, go out. Vehoviu, the words are bad. Tzu vehoviu, the li has to go out. Tzu vehoviu, tle, milishkas atloim. Go and bring a tle, meaning a kevis for the tomid from the lishkas atloim. Now, we're getting sidetracked here a little bit, because the mission it goes off on a side tangent as to where is the lishkas atloim. So let's just go back for a second. We spoke about the Beis HaMoiked. The Beis HaMoiked was a big place. It contained within it, besides its central hall, so to speak, we had that fire, it had four lishkas in the Beis HaMoiked. One of them was the lishkas atloy. Okay? Now. From what? Okay, let's see a second. Now. The Harei lishkas atloyim nesuno b'miktsoya tzvoynes marovis. Northwest of the Beis HaMoiked. Arba lishkos hoyu shom. Achas lishkas atloyim. That's the one we're discussing. Achas lishkas achosomos. If you remember from Shkolim, when people came to Yerushalayim, they wanted to bring korbanos. You had to bring the sochem, that was shemen and yayin. The system they devised there was an interesting one. You didn't buy directly the stuff from the gizmo, whatever the reason was. Once we visited, we're afraid for fooling around, cheating in the morning. You get to the Lishkas HaChosomos, and you pay the guy amount. Let's say you bring a kevis, so you need three Esroinim soilas, and a Revius Sahin Yai. I'm sorry, and Nisar and Souls, Revius and Yai. You go to, you say to him, I need Minchas. Ooh, welcome back. I need Nesochim for a kevis. He says, today's price $7 on Amazon. Get them at $7. He gives them a choysum that says on it, kevis. He picked that up in Lishkas HaChosomos. He takes that choysum, how you call it, a token. He goes to the Lishkas HaNesochim, he gives it to the Kohen over there, and he gives him what he needs. That's how they did it. That's called Lishkas HaChosomos. Achas Lishkas Beis HaMoiked. Besides the big fire in the middle of that room, there was a small room where there was another small fire. Either because that was the way they went down to the mikvah on the stand underneath, or it was a backup fire, whatever it is. Where they used to make the lint leshkan up on it. Okay. Now, one second. Right. So the question is exactly, where are these lishkis? Where are these lishkis situated in the four corners here? So if you look in your pictures, okay, let's go the other way. It says here that the lishkas atloyim is in the northwest corner of the Beis HaMoiket. No, machin, this is the Beis HaMoiket, okay? So this will be the tzofen. It's cut in the middle. It's halfway in the zoo. Here's the tzofen, is the dor, is the mayriv, is the mizrach. This Mishnah says that the lishkas atloyim is in this corner. Lemais, it's not. In the Mishnah in Midas, it says it's in the Droimus Marovis, which I'm sure the pictures will give you. If they give you four corners, they're giving you in the left corner over there, in this corner. And right away, you have a steer in the Mishnayis there, Chaman. You have a steer in the Mishnayis. Here we have it in the northwest corner. In the Mishnah Midas, states in the southwest corner. It looks like the Gemara in Yuma. I got some blood Gemara to figure that out. Basically, what the Gemara says is, it was not in either corner. It was along the western wall. It wasn't the corner. The other three corner had lishkas. This is along the western wall. And then, why does one mishnah call it south and one north? So it explains, depends where you're coming from. A person coming from the south sees it pushed off of the corner. He thinks, it looks to him like it's in the northwest corner. Someone coming in from the north, to him it looks like it's in the southwest corner. Now, which one was it really closer to? Says the Gemara, to the south. It was like, if this is the western wall, not that western wall, but this one, it's not saturated dead center. It's like this. It's a little bit, it's off center towards the south. Now, this Mishnah, the Gemara says, is talking about somebody who's walking in from the south, and we're going clockwise. That's how it's being described. So this, the first one he hits is this one. That's the lishkas atloy. The problem now is, so now let's figure out. So what's the next one he's going to hit is the northwest corner. The northwest corner is the lishkas beis hamoiket. That's where the fire is and the mikvah. This corner is the lishkas achosomas. That's northeast. Southeast is the lishkas lechem aponim. The problem is the Mishnah is a little bit out of order, because the Mishnah reads lishkas atloy, lishkas achosomas, lishkas beis hamoiket, Lishka Shoisim Alechem Aponim. The Gemara in Yuma says you're walking in this way and going clockwise. So then it's out of order, because it says Lishkas Atloyim, Lishkas Hachoisomos, Lishkas Beis Amoiket, and Lishkas Lachmoy. It should have said Beis Amoiket and then Choisomos. You're nodding. It's a problem. I mean. In Tosfos Yontif state, he would change the Girsa. Oda B'Yodi would change the Girsa. He thinks it's a mistake, but he's scared because people quote it and they quote it this way. But there's a problem here. The Goyen Tak has a different pshat there, and he says that's what's wrong with this pshat. The way we're learning, which is the Mefarish, most people learn this way. The Rav, the Goyen Tak says that's what's wrong with this pshat. It's out of order. The Siyontim notices, he says he would change the gears, but he doesn't have, he's afraid to. But okay, that's, I'm telling you, when you look at the pictures, those are the facts of life. The Lishka Beis HaMoiket is over here. The Lishka Tloim is over here. Lishka Beis HaMoiket is here. The Lishka Zachesomis is here. And the Lishka Lechem Aponim is here. Okay. Now, you have just one other quick question. Okay, we'll come back to that. Nichnasu lelishkas hakelim. They went now into the lishkas hakelim. To which the Pharisee says, lo yadati mekoimo. They have it for in the book. He says he doesn't know where it is. He does not know where it is. Where is this hakelim? Whatever is the place where they stored all the kelim that they'll use during the day. Again, we're not 100% clear what this 93 business is. What in the world? The Rav says, what do we need 93 kelim for? It's not, they bring it Yerushalmi, the Rosh brings it. I think they bring it. The Forish brings it. The Rav. Yerushalmi Chagiga says that it's against the 93 Azkoris in the Nevuahs of Chag Eschayim Malachi. In Chag Eschayim Malachi it says 93 times the Shem Hashem. So as against that, as whatever you guys, can they get that? The Rambam brings it. Okay, whatever. I mean, it's a funny, the Tashyantim is very mistabich here, because first of all he says, if you look in Chag Eschayim Malachi, there's in Schar alone much more than 93 Shemus. So he claims it's a mistake, it should say Chagai and Malachi. He claims, I didn't go over it, if you take Chagai and Malachi, you take him 93 Shemus. But the question is why it is altogether. The simple pshat is with the Rambam is mashma, that was the number of kelim that were needed. Nobody knows the cheshbon exactly. The offering to Carbonator tries to figure out point 193, others. That's how the Rambam puts it. That was the number. Then they made an asmachta. They found an asmachta for 93 shemus. Or whatever. Apparently they needed through the day 93 kelim. Okay. Hishkus atomid because shel zov that we learned yesterday. Some say it's a guzma. Some it was really a chayshes. Some say it really was zov. Why do you water it down? Why do you water it down an animal for shechita? So the Gemara baits it. The Gemara says because it says the sircha de moshcha. Most people understand that to mean like we said yesterday. It's easier to skin the animal after shechita if it's wet before. Some say it means sircha. It has to do with the sirchas. The lesions on the lungs that makes treifas. We want to make sure there's not sophic treifa. The goyim says chas v'sholom, there shouldn't be a sophic treifa in the carbon tomid. Somehow, when you water down the animal, it eases the lesions so they fall off. So when you open it up, they won't be there. What? Not if you eat glad kosher, yeah, but okay. Today we all eat glad kosher. We're religious, so you can't do that. Yeah. What? No, pour water, like watering a garden. You water the animal. What? Yeah. Really? I thought I meant to water down the animal. It means to drink and give the animal to drink? Really? Uh-huh. Okay. Would make more sense for the circus for that, that's for sure. Because you got to get the water into the body. How do they translate it? Drink. Sorry. Okay, I stand corrected. It means they gave him to drink. Okay, good. But those are the two. It's interesting. The Rambam here says it means it's easy to skin. The Rambam Beitza says it's to get off the circus. Whatever. Okay. Whatever. Now, even though this animal has been checked, carbon tomid requires bikur dalid yomim from 4 days before they've been checking it for mumim. Mevakrin oisoy leor avukis. You check it out now. You check it out now for mumim leor hu avukis with the light of says avukis torches. Now here we have a shtickle problem here. Why do they need torches? We're talking after Alois HaShachar. It's daytime already. So, Tiferes Yisrael, others say, that's right after Alois. It's still pretty dark. You need Avukis. But others learned the Meforej, the Rav, the Tashyantiv learned because it was still nighttime. It was still nighttime. Now, here we have to be careful because if we go in the order of the Mishnah, we said yesterday, the Gemara Sanhedrin says that the Mishnayos and Talmud are in order. It's already Barkoi, it's after Alois HaShachar. How could you be telling me that it's still nighttime? So the Goyim says a good thing here. He says this happened simultaneously. In other words, we said before, after the pious, what do we do? He said, Tzu'u re'u, and Megiyas Zman HaShechita. He sent a group of people to a high place to check it out. At the same time, this is happening simultaneously. At the same time, he said, go to the Lishkas HaTloyim. It's happening at the same time. I mean, the Mishnah couldn't write them at the same time, but these Mishnah are happening at the same time. So this could well be happening before Alayhi HaShachar. Because as he sent this guy to go up to that high point, he also sent them into the Lishkas HaTloyim. So they, that he's talking now a few minutes before Alayhi HaShachar. By the time he got up, they were already checking, so it's still nighttime. But it's not out of order. The Mishnah is happening simultaneously. Okay, now we have a problem, because now the Mishnah is out of order. The next Mishnah here should be Misha Zocho Batomid. Now, it's printed here later. If you, I don't know what kind of Gemara is, but if you go down, there's a Ches from the Shidduch Betzis there. It's almost at the end of the page. Misha Zocho Batomid. That is the next Mishnah belongs here. On the regular arm, it's towards the bottom. Misha Zocho Batomid. Okay? Now, the fellow who Zoycho Shidduch Satomid, Moshko, he takes the animal. V'holich bevei samit b'chaim. He goes to the area of Shechita. U'mishezochu beivorim, those six koyanim, holchemim, are going to help him out by the Shechita. Where was the Beis Hamit B'chaim? You have the picture there with all the hooks, with the six, what do you call it there? 24, whatever it is over there. Beis HaMitbachayim Hoyle Tzvoyne Shal Mizbeach. Here's the Mizbeach, right north. There was an 8-armor break, then started 6x4. There were six, it's my place, but the portion of Shabbat, there were six this way and four this way. 24. I'm sorry. Olov, on that place, Ches Amudim Nanosim. 8 short, not as we used to mean a midget, it means short, lower than a man's height, because you want to make it easier for the man to work over here. 8 pillars of stone, let's say this high. Urivoyim shel erez al gabeyem, sitting on the stone amudim was a square of wood. Okay, Shlomo, they weren't screwed in. Shlomo. Yes, Shlomo. What's that?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. What? You have a shvogish? Yeah, Okay, done. You didn't nail it in, because you're going to have problems with sitakolates. Tyson points out, they were sitting there, they weren't jammed in there. Al gabeyen, the unkloye shel barzel hoyukfuim, stuck into the wood, was like a metal hook. You're going to have to hang up the animal. There are pictures of it there. No, okay. The gimel storim lekol echod ve'echod. Each hook, each metal thing had three hooks, one higher than the other, depending on the size of the animal. You have to hang the animal over there. A bigger animal, you'll hang higher up. You don't want to slip it on the floor. Shebohen toilin, they hang that. Umafshitem al shulchono shel shayish. In that area were shayish's marble tables. Shebeinu amudim. And on that, the animal, they would drape out the animal, and they would be mashed at the animal. Okay. So now again, you see, this is... What? What, I'm sorry? No, they put it, because I guess they laid it on tables, easy to work, push it. I don't think so. I don't think so. It's a problem. They're busy with it. Yeah. We need the hooks all together. Yes, we need the hooks. We saw the whole shmuzik. We need the hooks for. It could be if it's laying flat on the table, it's harder to pull the skin off. This way, you have it hanging, and the bottom of the animal's on the table, so you can pull it off. You don't want to hit the ground. That's the main problem. The ground, I guess. But okay, and again, this didn't happen now. We didn't do it. We're just telling you what's going to happen. But anyway. Okay, now. Yeah, I don't know. It sounds to me like they don't tell you, I don't know. Yeah, the first one says they were very big animals. On the hook, they would be hitting the ground. We didn't want them hitting the ground, so they put a table there. The bottom of the animal was on the table as they were skinning it. What? That's what the first one says. They were big animals that would hit the floor. They didn't want it on the ground. That's what he says. I don't know. Okay, what? I'm saying whatever you, they want to drape you on the floor. That's why you need the hooks all together. Okay, I don't know. Maybe it makes it easier. This way you have the animal basically vertically. It's easy to pull the skin off it. What? Okay. Now the question, why it's shayish? What? Why they use Shayish? Why not use Zov? Since we're in Tainanias B'mokem Ashiris. So the Mefarshim say they would have. I think it's a Gemara somewhere. But the nature of Zov, again, I'm not into metal. The nature of Zov, it'll heat up. You don't want to heat up the buzz. It's going to spoil. We have no refrigeration here. Okay, Shayish tends to cool the animal down. So we use Shayish. That's how they learn. Okay. And now we go back to Disha Mizbeach HaPnimi. So back up on top of the Omud. Misha Zocha B'dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi U'B'dishon HaMenoira Hoyu Magdimin. So we're saying it's very good. They went ahead. They went before the people before, because this has to be before the Shechita. They've got to jump ahead of the Shochtim, because, I mean, it all happens very fast. Please understand, this happens very fast. As soon as he walks to finish this or that, he's Shechting. The whole thing moves very quickly. But this has to be first. V'dalit kelim biyodim. These two people walked into the heichal with four kelim in their hands. Hateni. Hateni is like a basket. Hakuz, it looks like a pitcher. The Dishan Mizbech HaPnimi person has a teni. He's going to put the ashes from Mizbech HaPnimi into that teni. The other, the Menorah person is going to put, he's going to clean out the things. He takes out the old, whatever, there's ashes there, tumah stomah, sediment from the oil, the old wicks. He's going to put them into the kudz. That's two. And they also have with them Shnei Mafteches. Okay. Hateni, the teni, doimel tarkav shel zov. It looks like a tarkav shel zov. A tarkav was a kli that held tarkav, tarvikav, meaning three kav. But it was smaller. Marzi kabayim vochetzi. It looked like a basket that held three kav. But it only held 2.5 kav. Explains the very shul, because it was... It looked like a basket, which generally held three, but they made thicker walls, so it's going to hold less. It explains in the Mikdash, they always made thicker kelim. By then on these. So it looked like a three-quart container. It actually only contained 2.5 kav. Okay. Hakuz, doim lekitin godel shel zov, a pitcher. Now, Shtei Mafteich, what are the two keys for? We're going, the Levi is now going to go in. We have to open up the Heichel here. Who said it was open? Nobody says it was open. Nobody says it was open. It wasn't open. Of course not. This place was locked. No, they didn't go in. They didn't go in yet. They didn't go in yet. They didn't walk in yet. Magdim, and they got ready. The Levi has to open up the door first. So they got to get ready quickly. They got to get in before. They didn't go in yet. They didn't open the door yet. Now, the way he's going to go in is like this. They didn't open the main door yet. They went in to a side door called a pishpesh. And he needed two keys to get in there. Kipshuto. What he did was, that pishpesh didn't take him into the heichal either. The pishpesh was north of the main door. It took him into a side room called a tor. We're going to learn about amidus, which was in the thickness of the side wall. He opened the door. He walked into the tor. Then there was a door from the tor that took him into the heichal. He went in like this, opened this door, was inside this tor, then opened this door, went into the heichal, then went around. He's now on the inside of the main door, and he opens the main doors from the inside. Now, he has two keys here. The Mefarshim here learn both keys are on this outer door. Got a Rashi Bo Metzia learns one key was for his door, and one key was from the door from the tor to the Azara. It's irrelevant. At this point, it's irrelevant. But the point is, there were two types of keys here. Interesting system they had over here. One of them, the lock was inside the door. And the way he did it was, there was a little hole. He put his hand in and stuck his hand down in the inside and opened the door. That's called Amas HaShechi. That's that key. This is the Shechi. Because he had to go like that. He had to extend his hand all the way in and open it from the inside. The other one was a normal key that he opened the door with. That means it goes down because he has to put his full arm in there. And he opens up directly. Again, most of the Mepharshim here learned that that door from the outside into the Torah had two locks, one inside and one a straight lock. Rashi Bo Metzia learns no. This door opened Amas HaShechi. Then the door from the Torah to the Heichal also had a lock. And that was a direct lock he opened. He went into the Pishvish HaTzvoni. Now let's get that straight. You have the Shara Godel. That's the main entrance into the Heichal, into the Kodesh. It had two little doors, Pishvishim they call. One on the north, facing to your right, and one on the south. The Shara Godel. The Echot B'Tzofen V'Echot Shebedorim loynichnas boy odom. Nobody at that door was never used. May oilom. We all of whom meforish aydeches. Meforish aydeches. State the pasuk shenemar. Vayomer elai Hashem. Hashar azes soger yia lo yiposeach ishal yovobo ki Hashem alakei yisob bovo v'hayosoger. That is a door that is never opened and never used. That's whatever that means. Hashem is there. He'll go through that door. That's his door. It's interesting because before she pointed this pasuk is talking about the Beis Hamikdash HaShlishi. It's not about the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. But they say the Gemara Tvashtanen that if it was that way, if it will be that way in the Beis Hamikdash Hashlishi, it was that way in the Beis Hasheni. Okay. Not al samafteach, whichever one you want to go with. Uposach has a pishpish. He opened that right door. Now he walked in from the Azora. He's now in this Tor. V'nichnas la'Tor. A Tor means a room. The Tor, we'll learn immediately, the Tor happens to be in the thickness. It's in the thickness of the north wall of the Heichel. Then he goes from the Tor into the Heichel. Now he's walking due south towards the middle of the Heichel. Again, either that door was open, had no lock according to the Pesach. According to Rashi, it had a lock, which he used the second key. Ad shemagia l'shara godel. And as he's walking in the Heichel, due south, till he hits that center, now he's at the main door, he's on the inside of the main door. Higia l'shara godel. He's opening it from the inside. Heavier as a nagor. Nagor is a bolt. That way, or standing bolt. Vesaposocho is the locks. Uposcho. And he opened. He's now got the main doors of the Heichol opened. Did he need a key for that? It's not clear. The Meforshim don't say. It sounds like it was without a key. The Goyin says, no. He used those same keys for this door. It's not clear. I mean, the Meforshim don't talk about keys on this door. The Goyin throws in over here that he used again those two keys we used. I'll just leave it out completely. Sounds like this door did not have locks, but I don't know. Now, lohoya sheicher ha-sheichet. Sorry? Lohoya sheicher ha-sheichet shomei ha-sheagodol sheniftach. You couldn't check the Talmud till he heard those doors opening. What? It's a possible. Pesach oil moyed. Shlomim shenishchitu koidem shenitchu shari eichel, apostle, and Rishonim say we learn from Shlomim to all Karbonis. Now again, it doesn't mean he shechted it right now. He's got to wait for Dish with Hapnim. He's just telling you that it did. Lamaisi, he can't shech till you hear that. Once you hear that, they make the Dish and it takes a few minutes and they do, everything moves fast. Now comes an interesting side point. Now that noise could be heard. Mi Yericho hayushoymin kol shar godel sheniftach. They could hear it in Yericho. Yericho, the Geisei, was 10 parsoyas away. Reb Don, it's more than what we said yesterday. 10 parsoyas is quite a piece. Because a parsa is 8,000 mil. Parsa is 4 mils, 8,000 amas.
It wasn't so far. That's why they called this Yericho.
We'll figure out how far it is in a minute.
The full day's walk.
I have my calculator here. I just have to wake it up. A parsa is 8,000 mil. If we go to, I'm sorry, it's 8,000 amas. 8,000 amas. It's 4 mil. It's what? According to Chazanish, it's 16,000 feet. This is one of the problems with the Chazanish, but it's a little less than 3 miles. It's about 3 miles. That makes it 30 miles to Yericho. It happens not to be 30 miles to Yericho. It's one of the kashas on the Chazanish's whole system. When Chazanish's numbers, the end of Harabayas is somewhere in the middle of South Yerushalayim. It's one of the problems with his system. But even if you go out a foot and a half, if you go at a foot and a half, which is a prime north, so then 8,000 is 12,000. It's 12,000 feet. There's a drop more than 2 miles. It's about 20 miles to Yericho. Is that true? I don't remember. Whatever it is, it's a distance, but you could hear the sound. What? You were just there. Did you clock it? I mean, okay, next time clock it and get back to us. Okay, whatever it is, you could hear it. Let me get off end again. It's one of the musical instruments which had 100 koilas, some sort of a wind instrument with 100 openings. Makish b'tzlotzal, the symbols. It was the Becker. The thing that Lakir. There were shofars through the day in the Mishnah and Sukkah. They blew at different times during the day. Now Rashi and Yuma explains that this didn't happen not every year. It once happened that they heard the Kohen Gadol. Fakir, the Mefarshim say that's why the Tarakama didn't list it. The Tarakama listed only the sounds that were heard every day in Yericho. Not that this was a fluke. One Kohen Gadol gave a Geshrei. They could smell the Pidum Akteris in Yerich Omer Balozab and Dagloye, Izim Hoyol Abu Ba'ori Amichvor, which most Mufarshim say they don't even know where that is. but they bring the Targum Yonis in a Chumash on Eretz Yazer, says Michvor. Anyway, they sneezed Miriam Pidam Akhtoyus. Now, Reb Don asked me yesterday, good Shaila, is this Guzma? They all say it's not. The Shaila is a Derech Ness or not? In a Mefarsh, it says Yontev, and Teferi Yisrael say it's not a Ness. It was not a Ness. Teferi Yisrael goes a very, I don't know if it'll be popular today, his approach is, why in the world would you need a Ness like that? Hashem doesn't make Nisim for nothing. Layovik kuchibrichu nisa bichdi. I mean, don't stop making nisim. They understand it was bederech hateva. They heard it. Why punk Yerucho? So, because the Ravid explains, because there were no mountains till Yericho, you could hear. There was no blockages. But the Ravid brings from Moiri Hachosid that it was derech nes. It was derech nes, and Taka was only heard in Yericho, nowhere else. Not on the way to Yericho, not to the sides, only Yericho. What's up with Yericho? Very interesting thing. What's up with Yericho? No, it's a des. A machin des kira machin in Monsi Eichet. There wasn't a fkemina. Because Yericho, he says, was Tchilas Kibush Eretz Yisroel. It's the first thing Yeshua took. Mele Kedushoso Yisera. It has an extra Kedusha. Ufaket. The Nes was made to show that Yericho has more Kedusha than the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Not Yerushalayim, obviously, but there ain't the son that brings with Moiri Achoset. He himself learns it's not Derech Nes, it's Stam, that's how it was. And he gives physical reasons why Yericho, the sound would travel better than other places. But he brings Moiri Achoset, I don't know who that is either, that it was a Nes, and to show the Tosis Kedusha in Yericho. Okay, long again. What? Could be. It's in this coming week's Oreg. I didn't say it yet. It's in this coming week's office. But I know Asar Nisim is this coming week. You were Eretz Yisrael. They're a week off because they're not Shmeichen Shel Pesach. You're a week ahead of us. But we didn't say it yet. Okay. No. Yeah. Could be. Yeah, by the way, that they ask. That they, one of the riots they have that it's not a Nes is why wasn't it listed in the Asara Nisa? That's one of the riots, it wasn't a Nes. But the answer, the Raivan answer, and the very Surah, because we only list Nisa that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. This is happened outside the Beis HaMikdash. Are you? Okay. Good. Shmuzin at Menzogin after Davnan. Okay, long again. Okay, now we skip this because we saw it. Okay, let's go. Now, I lost the place. I'm sorry. Misha Zocha B'dishin Mizbeach HaPnimi. Nichnas. He goes in. Now he goes in. V'not al sateni. V'nichol afon and puts it down in front of him. V'yechoyfin v'noysin l'soychoy. He's got to get the ashes off the Mizbeach HaKtoyers. He choyfin. Palm. He sticks his hand in, takes it out, puts it into the tent. When there was very little left, he couldn't dig in with his palm. He brushed the rest. He left the tenny full of ashes there, and he went out. Why didn't he take it with him? Because we said, what's next? Five. Then Shlichus HaTomid. Then Dishon two. Where's all that stuff going? The ashes. Where's it all going? On the same place that the Trumas Hadeshim went. So we want it done in one shot. So they leave it there till after Disham Noira 5, Shitz HaTom, Disham Noira 2, then it's all ready. Then they go in, take it out, and bring it in one shipment to the Mokam Hadesh. Misha Zocha B'Disham Noira. Nichnas U'motzo Beis Noiris Mizrochi is Dashtem. Dolkin. So the thing is like this. He's coming in there. First of all, we're going. You know, there's a machlokes how the menorah was situated. We're going here according to the Tana that the menorah is Mizrach Mairis. If it's northwest, there's no Mizrachim. There's no such thing. We're going north, east, west. So you walk in this way. He faces the menorah this way. You have seven candles laid out this way. So you know the Ner Maravi is the second candle, the Ex-Rashi explains the Menachos. Because he wanted Lufnei Hashem, but it's the first one. The first one can't be the Ner Maravi because it's the most Ner Mizrochi. The second one is the first one that can be called the Ner Maravi. That's the magical one that burned forever when there was a Nes. That's the one you light from. Now, he's coming in there. There's seven candles. He has to be made to five now and two a little bit later. So, if he found Doylkin, the two lit, Midashin and Sashari does the rest. Why does it say that? Because the two are special. Because if the five are lit, he's going to put them out. I mean, the two, he leaves them for later. And more than that, if the two are out, he's going to light them now. Because he has to have two to be Midashin later. So that's why he starts off saying, if the two are lit, he leaves them. And he's medash and zashad. You know, five, he cleans out, takes out all the schmutz, the old ash, the wicks, that, puts it in the tenny. According to some, the Rav says he already pours in the new shemen. Some say he pours in the new shemen later. That's not clear 100% what he does, but he cleans it out completely, puts it in that thing. He leaves these two burning. A, he needs them later to be medashi. B, he's got a light. The near Marov, he stays lit the whole day. When there was a Ness, it stayed by itself. And even if not, they lit it to remember the Ness. And with that, they light everything else in the afternoon. Motsu Shekovu, what if he comes in, he sees the first two are out? Midashnon, Umadlikon Minadokon. Let's get careful. What do you mean Midashnon? You just told me you don't do Dishon of the two neighbors till later. Zog de Rabbi doesn't mean that Dishon, clean out. It means clean off the ash from the wick, because you got to relight it. It's out, which means it went out. The wick is probably a mess. You take off a knob, you just clean a little bit the wick so you can light it. It's not Yen Edition. Yen Edition is later. Now, why do you have to light it altogether? Why light it? Just leave it and clean it out later. Explain to me first, it's to show that the Dishon is later. If you left it that way, it would look, you do whatever you want, Dashon now, Dashon later. No, Abedavka light it to show that the Dishon of these two is not now. I want to do the Dishon later. You medashin, you clean it a little, not real Dishon. Umadlikon minadoilkin. You light these two, if anything of the other five are lit. And what if they're all out? You take a go to the Mizbeach outside, you take fire, and you light these two. So he cleans the five, medashin es hashar, and then he knocks out, he cleans out the five completely. Then you do Shechita Zrigas HaTamei, and he comes back, and he does Dishon on the two. Ve'even hoysa lefnei ha-menorah, there was a platform in front of the menorah, because the menorah is tall, it's 18 tefachim, he's got to get on top of it to clean it out. So there's like a little platform, and let's say a giant koy, in general speaking, it's hard to get on top of a high menorah, so he steps up. Even hoysa lefnei ha-menorah, ubo gimel milas. It had three steps. A little step stool. One, two, three. It arrived, it says he doesn't know why three steps. So why? The Rav makes a, it says, Kineged Shola Shola, says three times in the Chumash Allah. V'haloisres aneiris, v'helos neiriseo, v'halois neir tomit. Rashi Taka Chumash says on the Allah, it means because it steps up. So there you have three steps. Fine. She'oleo koyin oimed umeitiv es aneiris. Umaniach es hakuz al mailo shnia. He's got this kuz full of ashes. He's not going to take it out till later. Where does he put it down? On the second step. Why the second step? So the Ravid says, right, he doesn't know what's up with the second step. It's very sure brings it. The Rambam says clearly, because on the top step was lying all the kalim, the utensils needed to clean out the, there were little Rashi Chumash, little forks, little things to clean it out. They happened to be laid out on that top step. So there was no room to put it on the top step, so he put it on the next step. The Yotzo, and he went out. Okay, we'll stop. We'll start. So the next mission, but okay.